free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April 9th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We see that stocks have extended their overnight gains on positive comments from Fauci. Like I said, he is President Fauci, isn't he? You know, if it, typically that moves based on comments from the president. Except Fauci is in control of our economy now. We don't need a President Trump. We don't need a President Bernie Sanders, because we've already got centralized command and control of our economy, and they are pushing us down into austerity, into a depression. Now, President Trump says we're going to bounce back real big. We'll see what people, what happens. A lot of people are very skeptical about that. As Peter Schiff has said, everybody's still focusing on the pin, and they are still ignoring the bubble. There were underlying problems with this economy before President Trump punctured the balloon with Fauci's hypodermic needle. Because make no mistake about it, this is about locking everybody down, not letting anybody out until he's got a vaccine. I called it over a month ago. As soon as this stuff started, I called it. Go back. Take a look at the program. they're just doubling down on this. That is why, even though back in 2013, Fauci touted hydroxychloroquine, and did it in a general way. Say, hey, if you got something that you think maybe works and somebody's dying, wouldn't you use that? Well, no. But he smirks and he pushes back against Trump even dropping the name of this, because you got to hold out until they have a vaccine. And he says, yeah, it's going to come back on. Yeah, it's going to come back, and we're going to do this all over again until everybody gets vaccinated. It'll be back in December. It'll be back in the fall. It's going to keep coming, keep coming. And you're not going to get out anywhere or do anything. So we're going to take a look today at this Mark of the Beast design as we come up to Easter. Isn't it interesting that they have taken this weekend for Godverment? This is a weekend, peak week of death, they tell us. And you have to have all your attention and your eyes on government. Government will be your savior. Government release you from the confinement of the grave that they have put you in. It's a counterfeit Easter story from a counterfeit God, the federal government. And so we're going to take a look at what's happening with this. We've got a lot of people. Actually, you've now got the U.S. government floating out ideas that people might want to attack churches this weekend. You know, they wouldn't want to see that happen at all, right? No predictive programming going on here. No subliminal suggestions there at all, right? We shouldn't be concerned about that. But of course, as Sanders quits, as I pointed out yesterday, most people are not too happy with their trial run of communism, of universal basic income, of austerity and unemployment, all the things that they wanted with climate change. They're running these things in, all the things that Bernie Sanders and AOC wanted. They've now been implemented. And Bernie Sanders, as he was quitting, says, Americans want socialism. I guess they do. Looks like most Americans are begging for it, which is a warning to the rest of you. To those of us who don't want it, you better be preparing. You better understand that this government, this world government that they're creating, is going to be coming after you. So we're going to take a look at the surveillance state that is being put together by Jared Kushner in the name of the coronavirus. You know, the Bilderberg guy, you know, he went to Bilderberg last year, May of 2019. Jared Kushner went to Bilderberg along with Google and Microsoft. And now these Bilderberg friends have a special committee. I don't remember seeing Kushner's name on the ballot. Is he a doctor? I think he's kind of like Bill Gates, isn't he? They're not doctors. You don't vote for them, but they control your life. And this is handed over to them by President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Something huge is happening all over the United States on ABC, CBS, NBC, on local Fox affiliates, but only local ones. They're having medical doctors on who successfully treated their patients with 100% recovery rates with hydroxychloroquine, but you've got to have the zinc. This is a known fact, but national news, other than Fox, will not carry it. And when Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity covered it and had medical doctors talk about it, they got demonized, and Fox had them basically shut up. But they've been vindicated. InfoWars has been vindicated. We were saying at first with experts we had on air, we got attacked nationally, and they said, take us off the air. Google took our app away, saying that we were putting out fake cures for saying hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and CPAC, when all we were doing was reporting what medical journals were saying. Big Pharma and the globalists want you sick and dead, and they don't want you to boost your immune system. Screw them.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April the 9th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Reason Magazine has a headline, At-Home Coronavirus Testing Kits Might Be the Key to Ending Our House Arrest. And depending on how it was going to be used, that could be true. Right? When I talked about Dr. Shivaya Dure's plan, he said, well, first of all, we need to break the population. We don't need to lock everybody down. We need to understand that there are certain people who are at risk and they need to do certain things. But, you know, it's we can measure the population, say people who have tested positive, and then we do two things to them, those groups. We subdivide them in two more groups. Or people who have tested negative, go about your business if you're not a high-risk individual. If you're a high-risk individual, then these are some of the things that you should do. Notice I said should do. And I think that's where Dr. Shivaya Dure is. There's a big difference, as I pointed out yesterday, between should and shall. I welcome any advice from the government, if they think that they have medical experts. I welcome their advice. I welcome the advice of doctors and so forth. But when they start telling me, you must do this, you shall do this, now they're issuing commands to me. And when people issue commands to me, I have a habit of pushing back, and you should too, because they don't have the authority to issue commands. Just as we saw with Christy Noem out of South Dakota. Within a week, she went from saying, well, we have a constitution here, and I've got a state constitution, and I've got a federal constitution. I swore to uphold both of those, and they don't give me the power to force people to do things. And she had an executive order, and she was advising everybody what they should do, what they should do. And then in less than a week, she revises that executive order. She changes should to shall, and then extended the lockdown. One of the biggest betrayals I've seen yet. I was patting her on the back for even talking about the Constitution and pointing out that she was under it. But then within a week, because of pressure, I'm sure, from other governors, from the federal government, from the media, she decided that she would rather be under them than under the Constitution. And so we're going to take a look at what Jared Kushner is putting together with his Bilderberg friends. It's less than a year ago, May 2019, Jared Kushner went to Bilderberg. And now he has an interesting plan that lines up exactly with Bill Gates. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, did you vote for these guys? Did you vote for Jared Kushner or Bill Gates? Are either one of them doctors? Why are they issuing orders to us that we shall do this? Why are they setting up surveillance networks and telling us how long we have to stay locked down and so forth? This is a task force that Jared is now in charge of at the White House. And the task force has been tasked with surveilling you if you have been tested. So, you know, when we go back to Dr. Shivaya Dure, what he was saying was, how do we help people from a health standpoint? And he said, well, you know, if you are a healthy individual and you are not positive, you might want to take these types of supplements and do these types of things, exercise and so forth. If you have If you are have tested negative, but maybe you have some cofactors, like you've got immune issues, or you're elderly, you've got other comorbidity factors. Well, maybe you should start doing this, just in case you get exposed to that. And then for the people who have tested positive, he looks at people who don't have any symptoms or have mild symptoms, and the people who are critically ill, and you treat them differently, right? So you have essentially four different groups, and you treat them all differently, but you treat them and you advise them. It was medical advice. It wasn't government-issued orders, because that's what happens when the government takes over your health care. That's one of the reasons why I've been fighting this for 30 years, pretty much, because as soon as Hillary came in with Bill Clinton, you know, the same way that we got Kushner in with Trump, they decided that they're going to reset our society. It's like, no, I don't think so. I don't want government telling me what I can have for health care or what I must have for health care. And so when we look at this, I'm not so sure now. You know, we criticize the FDA for not getting out of the way, because you don't need to lock up healthy people and people who don't have the virus. But, you know, the flip side of this, now everybody is demanding that from all the way to the Federal Reserve chair out of St. Louis, Bullard, came out over the weekend. I pointed out, you know, look, told you about this 3 weeks ago. The fact that they're going to do daily tests at checkpoints for you to be able to travel and go to work. And that's going to be life under their thumb until they have a vaccine that they can force you to take. And if you don't take the vaccine at that point, then it gets a lot worse. And now we've got a lot of people who are talking about how they're going to be going into the home of people and taking away kids. And guess what? It's already happened. Not even testing positive. We've already had a mother who had her kid taken away because she works at a hospital. And she might be exposed to COVID-19. And because she might be exposed to it, and because if she's exposed to it, she might transmit it to the child, that was listed on the order for CPS to take her children. We have the World Health Organization saying we're going to have to come into the homes and take out particular family members if somebody in the family has it and they don't test. So we'll go into the home and we'll test. And if you've got it, you know, we'll do one thing. And if you don't have it, we'll do another thing. We're going to separate families inside the home. That's the World Health Organization. And then you got Rachel Maddow and the New York Times science writer pushing all this stuff. So we're going to get it to all that. But it's absolutely amazing, folks. You know, when we look at, I mentioned it yesterday, the coronavirus czar. You know, corona means crown, right? So we're going to crown the czar, the dictator, the Caesar here in America. And so Schumer has got some ideas of who should be the corona czar in America. He's sent his short list. And guess what? They're all military people. All people of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's kind of fitting, isn't it, for this false flag? Since the military and DARPA are the ones who are taking over the news, DARPA, you know, NewsGuard with Bill Gates and Microsoft, they're going to control the news that you see. They're going to give a check mark, and if it doesn't have that check mark, it gets taken off of social media, right, or pushed away on the search engines. So they vet the news for you and let you know what you can and cannot hear. DARPA, Microsoft, the military-industrial complex, they're the ones who are going to be validating our elections, because they had this in the works for quite a while. You know, now everybody's saying you can't go to the polls. That's going to kill people if we go to the election polls. So we're going to have to vote by mail or vote by phone. And so now you're going to have DARPA and Bill Gates count your votes. Isn't that convenient this year? I mean, I don't see anybody talking about Gates. Everybody's picked up and talking about it, and I'm glad they are. ID 2020. And the digital tattoo, the nanotechnology, the microdots and so forth, the vaccine as well as a tattoo. Yeah, we ought to talk about all of that stuff, and we will be mentioning that again. But the idea that Bill Gates and DARPA are at the juncture of our information, our news, controlling that, and then controlling the voting counts for this election. And all of that was put in place before this ever happened. And, of course, it's DARPA and the military-industrial complex and NIH, where Fauci works. running these bioweapon labs that are doing gain-of-function experiments, creating chimeras, you know, combining the genes of bats and coronavirus and so forth to make something even more deadly, more easily spread, more deadly. And there's been no talk about shutting that down, has there? No. We're going to shut down the restaurant, but we're going to keep the bioweapon lab. We're going to shut down the church, but we're going to keep the bioweapon lab and the abortion clinics, because this is about eugenics. This is about killing the virus that is mankind. You think it's a coincidence that these environmentalists have always talked about Gaia? You know, Gaia, this organic, sentient being, Earth, Mother Earth, and so forth, and humans were the virus? And look at what they wanted, everything that they're getting right now.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter Sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock, and yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So Winter Sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com. As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times, the Washington Post, Wired Magazine all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now, YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it. The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing, confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN and the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, at 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about Bill Gates' plan to track us and to vaccinate us like his own personal slaves. You know, if we go back a week ago from this last Monday, March the 31st, he wrote an op-ed piece, Bill Gates did, on Washington Post. And these are some of the things he said. You know, we have to have a nationwide approach to this shutdown. In other words, it's got to be centrally planned, centrally controlled. And it goes, in some states, we still got beaches open. Can you imagine that? And, of course, we've had people who are real doctors who don't just play one in the Washington Post like Bill Gates say, look, if you're out on a beach and there's nobody within 6 feet of you, you can't make a credible case that that's a risk to anybody's health. It's actually helping you because you're getting sunshine. You're getting fresh air. It's healthier for you. But, see, I don't think Bill Gates wants you to get healthy because he said this is a recipe for disaster. Disaster. People can travel freely across state lines, he said. That's a disaster for him. Shut down anywhere means shut down everywhere, said Bill Gates, March 31st. He said, this could take 10 weeks or more. Now, we've had a lot of people say that, look, we've already got businesses who can't pay their rent and so forth. Most of these businesses, 43% of them say they can't last another month. But Bill Gates wants another 2.5 months. Because, you know, we got to make sure that all these businesses are dead. You know, you don't, it's like going over and putting another shot in the head. You know, you've loaded a bunch of shots into the chest of small business, but you just want to go over, you know, give them a pop in the head just to make sure, right? No one can continue business as usual, says our czar, our corona czar, Bill Gates, or relax the shutdown. Any confusion about this point will only extend the economic pain and it will cause more deaths. Second, the federal government needs to step up testing. 1, 2, 3. Finally, we need a data-based approach to developing treatments and a vaccine. In the meantime, leaders can help by not stoking rumors on things like hydroxychloroquine, he says. To bring the disease to an end, we're going to need a safe and effective vaccine. We could have one in less than 18 months, about the fastest a vaccine has ever been developed. So right there, both he and Fauci are saying the same thing. They've both agreed on a lie because both he and Fauci know, because I know, you know, it's a matter of public record, because there's a lot of lawsuits about it. Evidently, they didn't include in the lawsuits Fauci and Gates, who were pushing the swine flu vaccine that had been rushed to market in only 4 months, Pandemrix. But those lawsuits still are working their way through the courts. Here we are 11 years later. That was 2009. You can't do it in less than 18 months. They already did it in 4 months, less than 4 months. Injured a lot of people, too. Anyway, he goes on, but creating a vaccine is only half the battle. We'll need to manufacture billions of doses. Click, click, click. All that's coins coming in there. We can start now by building the facilities for the vaccines to be made, but private companies can't take that kind of risk. Only the federal government can. So not only does he want to profit from this, but he wants the federal government to build the factories for him. You know, kind of like they do for football and baseball stadiums and basketball stadiums. You know, this is something that's really good for the community, but, you know, I'm only a billionaire, multi-billionaire. I can't afford to build a stadium here. Taxpayers need to do that, right? I'll keep the profits, but, you know, you guys need to build that. It's for your entertainment. So, you know, as I like this headline from Strategic Culture Foundation, Bill Gates crosses a digital Rubicon. That's exactly what's going on right now. He is the Corona Czar. He has been crowned Caesar. It was Caesar who crossed the Rubicon. That was the end of the Republic, and it was the beginning of the dictatorship by the Caesars. And this is what this looks like. And I like the other thing that he had to say here on Strategic Culture Foundation. He said a recurring theme among conspiracy theorists is that the elite are just waiting for the right moment to roll out their Mark of the Beast technology to remotely identify and control every single human being on the planet. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore, folks. It is a conspiracy fact. And I'm going to show you all the different people, from Bill Gates to Jared Kushner to the Federal Reserve to the World Health Organization to the leftist press, they are all pushing this now. All pushing it. Very hard. He quotes in here, Book of Revelation, it causes all, both great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads that no one could buy or sell unless they had that mark. And he said, you know, most people would have serious reservations about doing something like that, even if they weren't Christians, even if they hadn't read that in the Bible. But that hasn't stopped Bill Gates. He doesn't care. He's going to do it right in your face. Right in your face. I would just say that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. I don't think that's not what that actually meant, but it fits, doesn't it? The gates from hell, let's just say that, doing the work of hell. In September 2019, just 3 months before the coronavirus first appeared, ID 2020 started pushing the idea that they're going to get everybody on a biometric identification technology. And, you know, I've reported this multiple times at MIT. You know, we talked about the wristbands, the daily testing for travel and so forth. The fact that as he's pushing ID 2020, he's also going to MIT and having them develop nanocrystals that he calls quantum dots, so that as you get your vaccine, it also becomes a little mark on your hand, on your arm, wherever. Maybe your forehead. Who knows where they're going to put it. But, you know, you can't be trusted. You can't be trusted to get your vaccines. And we don't want to have a database about this kind of stuff. You are going to be chipped, you know, just like when you inventory your livestock or even the wild beast of the field. You know, you go out there and they put those tags in their ears to be able to track them and see where they're going. That's geospatial intelligence. And that's the way they're going to treat you. He wants to know how many of you there are, where you are. Bill Gates over this last weekend had the interview with CBS. I talked about this as well. I'll just remind you, he says, well, Gates asked rhetorically, what does opening up the economy that I've shut down, what does that look like? Which activities, like schools, have such benefit and can be done in a way that the risk of transmission is very low? And which activities, like mass gatherings, maybe in a certain sense, are more optional? And so, until you're widely vaccinated, those activities may not come back at all. In other words, you want to have a mass gathering? You want to have a church service? Well, Gates of Hell says, no, you're not going to have it. Not going to have it. Can't have those mass gatherings. No. School maybe, but not necessarily school, because, you know, he's got an online curriculum. He's been pushing this out for quite some time. So you should just stay isolated. Everybody isolated. Disconnected from everybody else. That has its own psychological issues as well. Just last month, of course, Fauci told a Senate subcommittee that over 80% of the people, remember when I talked about this? I said, how can he say that over 80% of the people who get coronavirus will spontaneously recover? They won't have any medical intervention. Most of those won't even know they've got it. How could he shut down the entire economy when he says 80% are going to recover without anything being done? When Ebola was the threat and he was still in charge then, he said, we're not going to do anything, even though 80% of the people that got that would die.
Across Europe, across the UK and the United States, humans are beginning to attack 5G and other cell tower systems. It's on record that these systems cause massive increases of cancer. They're bombarding us with a weapon system, and they're surveilling us. Now, I'm not encouraging people to go out and burn these things down or destroy them, but what I'm saying is this. When you attack people with electromagnetic radiation and with microwaves, and when the public sees the effects, when they put them on top schools and they have huge cancer clusters, the globalists are going to have major pushback. And now Google is banning anybody that criticizes 5G in any way. They have truly proven that they are the definition of anti-human evil. And they've thrown in with the Chi-Coms, who support absolute tyranny on levels never before seen. But the human rebellion against the technocracy has begun and will not be stopped. Join the rebellion now.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter Sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, Your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute. And then you swallow the rest. And it's just amazing. It's back in stock. And yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectroPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectroPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectroPure Pro.
It's Wednesday morning. I was just in a local Austin business that was basically empty, and there were three motorcycle police in there. And I said, what do you think of this whole coronavirus thing? And they're like, yeah, it looks like it's a hoax. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. The way it's been handled is a hoax. Taking everybody that dies who happens to test positive, even though they die of a heart attack or cancer or diabetes, as dying from coronavirus is the big one. And then, of course, they're also classifying everybody that tests positive for coronavirus, period, not just COVID-19, as having it. So they're upping the number of cases, they're upping the number of deaths, but still more people died this week and last week than died from the coronavirus from suicide. So if anything, it's causing divorces and suicide and stir craziness and basic insanity and a giant power grab with Big Pharma preparing a forced inoculation, which they even admit will not protect you from next year's mutation of the coronavirus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, there's even a change.org petition against Bill Gates' ID 2020. Summing it up, they say Gates is pushing for world vaccination. He's declared large public gatherings will not return until everyone has received it. I just read that for you. That was in a Washington Post op-ed piece, March 31st. Digitized signatures that we must have in order to return to our everyday lifestyle. Bill wants to implant the U.S. Citizens with microchips in the near future. Actually, all the citizens of the world, not just the U.S. To obtain even more data and that we have a right to keep private. This petition is to stop that from happening. So you can sign that, but signing a petition online isn't going to stop Bill Gates. It's not going to stop what the government is doing. You're going to work at the local level to try to get these people out of your life. You know, as we go back and look at all these billionaires, why is it that they're so intent on surveillance satellites and 5G satellites for us? I mean, they really are stepping this up, aren't they? You know, we have a permit for Elon Musk to do 20,000 5G satellites. 20,000 5G satellites. How are you going to get to that, to turn that off? You got people all over the place. Upset about the 5G towers, burning them, attacking them, and so forth. But the plan is they're going to do it from space. And they're going to have somebody that you all love and trust, Elon Musk, because, you know, he's talked about how Some of these people, they want to do, we got to be very careful about artificial intelligence and so forth. He doesn't say that he's against it. Doesn't say he's going to stop it. He just tells you about it. And so therefore you think that he doesn't want it to happen. That would be a fatal mistake. You need to go back and look at his grandfather, Joshua Haldeman. He is part of the royalty, Elon Musk is, and his family of the technocracy. His grandfather was run out of Canada because he was trying to overthrow the democratic government there with a technocracy. And so both he and Gates are heavily into satellites and video surveillance going back to April 2018. Gates spent $1 billion to do video surveillance. Now, that was going to be of the earth, right? We're going to do this, you know, for the climate, and we're going to have to take your cars, we're going to have to lock you down in the cities, and we're going to have to track everything that you do and so forth, you know, to save the earth. And that's why he was doing his $1 billion in to launch 500 satellites to cover the earth's atmosphere and video surveillance. Earth Now. Except, as I point out, as we're going to break, you know, Gaia theory says that you know, the earth, and you've heard this many times, not just from wacko Hollywood celebrities, but all of them believe that the earth is a sentient being. They really do. If you listen to these environmentalists, it's not just the crystal channeling, you know, cultist in Hollywood. No, there's a lot of scientists and so forth. They really look at it as if we are the virus killing what they think is a wonderful accident. And now they're using the virus to kill us, as an excuse to kill us. Bill Gates writes, Armstrong Economics is the greatest threat to your future. They've done a coup against our government, as he points out. Same thing I've been pointing out for weeks. The very same objective as global warming. As I point out, they just pivoted. They've got all the same policies, and they've been enacted in the wink of an eye. And now we're all going to die, not from global warming or climate change or carbon or whatever they, you know, the nonsense. But now they've got models that talk about a virus, and so now we have to put all this stuff in. And by the way, folks, I want to spend a little bit more time on it today. I think you really all need to start to make the term Farr's Law. That's F-A-R-R-S. You know, Farr is the guy's name. F-A-R-R apostrophe S Law. Because what they're doing to us is really far-fetched. That is what epidemiologists, real epidemiologists, not people who are bureaucrats, not people who are like Gates and Kushner and so forth, have understood since 1840 about how pandemics have a bell curve. We'll talk more about that coming up, but I don't want to get off of this surveillance thing at the moment. You know, yesterday I talked to Ammon Bundy, and he pointed out that what we're seeing here has an eerie similarity to what Hitler did. Well, we've got to identify these people who are weak, who are diseased, and so forth. They're a threat to the Aryan race. And so for eugenics purposes, we need to clear these people out. But we're seeing over and over again, one Western country after the other, Italy, France, many of them saying, we're not going to give any health care to anyone who is above a certain age. Got to get rid of those Social Security liabilities, right? Remember, they opened up the borders, and this is the UN line that they sold everybody. They told them, here's how you sell open borders. You tell these people in your country that, look, we just don't have that many kids being born now. You know, we got Social Security, they won't call it that, but it's a Ponzi scheme. And so you got to, for a Ponzi scheme to keep going, you're going to have more and more people coming in. Well, when the population doesn't expand, then you've got a demographics problem for your Ponzi scheme. And so what we'll do to solve that is we'll bring people in from other countries, so from the third world, who are completely different from you. They don't like you. They don't like your culture, anything about you. But they'll work really hard, and they'll pay high Social Security taxes to keep this going for you. But now that we get to the point where the baby boomers are getting old, they're just saying, you know, cut them off of life support. We're not going to spend the money to do that. You heard Bloomberg say that during his campaign. You also heard Bloomberg talk about how he was going to get rid of the Industrial Revolution. He said, yeah, you know, those farmers, they don't know anything. And everybody, oh, it's just insulted farmers. Yeah, it was pretty condescending, pretty arrogant. And then he insulted people who are technicians who are part of the Industrial Revolution, but his whole point was missed by everybody, I think. I said at the time, I said, look what he's saying here. He's saying the agrarian society was replaced by the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution is going to be replaced by us because we're working on this. We're smarter than them, right? That was part of the elitist condescending attitude. We're smarter than all those guys. And we're setting up artificial intelligence to get rid of both the farmer and the people who are working in factories. That's our purpose. And what we have to do is we've got to figure out how to keep them from coming after us with guillotines. That's his term, Bloomberg. So we've got to figure out how to keep them from coming after us with guillotines when we get rid of their jobs. What have they just done? With a fiat, with a mandate, they got rid of your jobs. They got rid of your businesses. They put you on the dole begging for a handout. And now they're going to come along and they're going to pacify you. This wasn't a gradual thing. This wasn't even driven by an escalation in technology. No, this is just mandated from the top. You know, Bill Gates says, there's two words that separate successful leaders from everybody else. Two words. Empower others. See, I'm just here to serve you, right? No, if you're going to empower other people, we were already empowered, Bill. We had a constitution. We had jobs. We had businesses. You took all that from us. And now you're going to come back and tell us that you're going to empower us if we take your shots. Zero Hedge points out the world is sleepwalking into a surveillance state as crackdowns escalate. This is the new vector, the new disease vector for being a terrorist. More than 100 rights groups are warning that governments and corporations are partnering as a collaborative force. It's a public-private partnership, just like the smart cities. Right? They're going to survey you. They're going to soft kill you. They're going to enslave you in their open air gulags. Google called it sidewalk labs because that's where you're going to be living. To employ big data to increase widespread surveillance that threatens freedoms and privacy. Reported Reuters because, you know, Reuters didn't have a problem with that. Reuters, AP, they're doing articles talking about how, you know, it's kind of creepy when China did this totalitarian thing of monitoring everybody in their society of biometric surveillance and handing out social credits and so forth. But now this could be our salvation because of coronavirus. We're going to want this. They said that before any of this stuff happened, before the lockdown even happened. As it was rolling out in China, they said, you know, this is really good. We need to all do exactly what China did. We need to lock down and surveil our population. As Ed Snowden said, this is not going to be temporary. As Aaron Kessel pointed out, this virus is a Trojan horse. Yeah, Bill Gates knows a lot about viruses and Trojan horses, doesn't he?
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
I don't need to remind you how 4 years ago I told you the polls against Trump were fake. He was winning by a giant margin, but election fraud almost stole the election from Trump and the American people. Well, now they're pushing the idea that, cancel the Republican and Democrat conventions, maybe cancel the election a year like the Olympics. That's because they know Trump in every internal scientific poll is 20 points ahead of the brain-damaged Biden. So they can say, sir, you look big like the Olympics. Go ahead and back it off a year, and then you'll still win in a year after you fix the crisis. No. They need more time to cook up an assassination, an economic collapse, a new virus. Trump needs to say, no, in America, we keep elections on time, have the elections, win by a landslide, and not give the globalists what they want. Hillary, Biden, they all want us to suspend the election. We shouldn't give them what they want. We need to have a vote in America and reelect Trump 2020.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Since the invention and deployment of radar during World War II, scientists have noted increased cancers and other health problems with those who were close to the devices. That's where they're really high-powered. If you're a quarter mile from a cell tower, there's not any real high-powered radiation hitting you. But if you're a couple hundred feet away, they got fences around them with skull and crossbones on them for a reason. It says it can hurt you. So now with 5G that's even stronger, these systems are literally above the streets, just 20 or 30 feet from people's heads, from their genitals, from their bodies. People are burning them down and attacking them all over the world now. I'm saying don't do that. Use information warfare. Use the truth to expose it and sue local governments and others until they remove them. That's the way to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. Take action in the information war. But I got to tell you, I can't blame the people that are doing it because they're under assault.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's not just China. This pattern has been adopted everywhere. Not only the lockdown, the shutdown, but also the surveillance that is a part of this. Israel and Poland have implemented their own spying systems. Anybody that is suspected or confirmed to be infected. So there you go. There's a new category of terrorists. A new category for enemy of the state. The suspected infected. The suspected infected. There you go. That's all they need. They just need to suspect you of being infected. Singapore, they've got an app for that. Use your phone to track you. Taiwan, they've got electronic fences that will tell people if the individuals that they've already identified put under house arrest leave. They've got ankle bracelets being put on in Louisiana and so forth. And then, of course, it's a lot broader than that in the U.S., as the Washington Post pointed out. A lot of companies with smartphones and apps. Of course, it's all going to be done anonymously, right? I thought it was very interesting, just on the cusp of all this coming to the West. They went public with a company that had called Babel Streets. Because, you know, we're heading back to a Tower of Babel, right? And they had location X. If you were to cross a geofenced area with your phone, then they would go in and scrape off all of your movement history off of your phone that you probably don't know is being recorded, but it is. A lot of apps that have access to your location data, and they're keeping historical records of that, and that is there for these people to scrape off and turn it over to a law enforcement organization. And now we've got people like Rachel Maddow, the New York Times science reporter. Oh, because science. I want you to hear what they say about how they're going to have to drag you out of your home and remove you from your family. You thought your home was your castle? You thought that, oh, this is kind of cool. Okay, they got us locked down. We're all here at home alone. We got the family still together. Well, that isn't going to last too long. Because the authoritarian thugs, the police state, are going to be tracking you, and they feel that they are entitled to come into your home. And, of course, it's always the authoritarian left, the people like Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, The New York Times, the people who, we had two people killed by guns, so let's take all the guns from everybody. Well, we had two people die of coronavirus, so let's lock everybody down and treat anyone that we suspect of being infected, the suspected infected. We will come to your house and we'll drag you out of your house. Video clip number four.
You're not sure that America will ever get it together to do some of the more extreme forms of isolation and intrusive monitoring.
This is just the beginning. This is just an attempt to freeze everything in place. Then the real work begins. You've got to get people who are infected out of their homes so that they don't infect their family members. Even if they have mild cases, even if they have almost no symptoms, they're going to have to go someplace where they can get over it together. We need to test literally millions of people, because the first time you get a negative test means nothing. A negative test.
We'll just keep testing until we get the right result, and then we'll take the action.
Even after you have symptoms, for a test to turn up positive. A lot more to do even after we go into a lockdown.
What we would do with people who had fevers. What you've described is these sort of temporary hospitals where people who have mild or moderate illness have to leave their families. People who have fevers and get diagnosed as even just mild cases need to be isolated outside of their home.
Is it safe to walk into a grocery store while openly carrying a fever? You're endangering the other people in the store. Now we're going to put you in isolation. We're going to, it's you're for your own protection. Not everybody's
for your own protection. This is for your own good. This is brave. Do we have the courage, she said, to do this? And you've heard this before. Played for you when Bloomberg was running. He said, do we have the courage to tell people we just can't provide health care for the elderly? You got a guy who's 80 years old and he's got prostate cancer, and we say, well, sorry, I hope you had a nice life. There's nothing we're going to do for you, right? And I said, do we have the courage to go into homes and drag people out because of our tests? If we get a negative test, we can't trust that. He never mentioned, you notice, that you could have a false positive. Oh, we could have a false negative. And so we just have to keep testing until we get a positive, and then we can take you away. And they don't even have to do that. Free Thought Project points out a healthcare worker says police took her children because her job, quote, exposes her to coronavirus, and she took a picture of the court order. Respondent alleged proximity to coronavirus. So we've had CPS, police officers taking people away from parents. Why? Because, they were alleged to be using marijuana for health issues, medical marijuana and so forth. They've been taken away because they've been homeschooling their kids, right? I'm sure that, because church services are now banned, maybe if you're Sunday schooling your kids, that'll be grounds for taking kids away from you, right? You've taken them into a public gathering, and Bill Gates didn't give you permission or vaccine yet. So you should have your children taken away. That's child abuse. They've been selling this narrative for quite some time. That same attitude that you saw from that New York Times hack and Rachel Maddow, that same attitude. You're a threat to yourself and everybody else, and for your own good, we're going to carry you off into quarantine and vaccinate you by force, right? That's what we've seen already, just with measles, and we know that's not a dangerous disease. It's not a dangerous disease. It was never considered to be dangerous. Yeah, you can find an isolated case of somebody who has a bad reaction to it, and maybe it's not the measles. Maybe it's something else that was in there. In their life, just like we see with the coronavirus repeatedly. But it was a very, very low risk, very low risk for children. And once you had it, you had lifetime immunity. But now that, they've been selling this narrative for the last year or so, things are ramping up very quickly, just like they would take two people shot with a gun. Now we got to take everybody's gun. Two people die in a day in Austin, they say, from coronavirus. But, of course, I've got the clips where you have they are coaching people to lie about the cause of death. So we don't even know that for sure, certain. But they say, well, two people died from coronavirus, so we're going to have to lock down a city of 1.3 million. And we're going to have to close all the small and independent businesses. Now, we will keep the big box retailers like Walmart. We need them. And we need the big store chains. We'll let them stay in business. All the small businesses, though, they've got to shut down. All the independent restaurants, you've got to shut down. The chains, they can stay open. So this lady, Katie Spencer, out of Oklahoma, posted this and the fact that she had, quote-unquote, proximity to the coronavirus because she is a nurse supporting her family, working in a hospital. And furthermore, in it, it says the court takes judicial notice that there is at present no vaccination for coronavirus. Now, let me tell you what that means. That's even more ominous because that tells you folks that if you don't have, once Bill Gates presents us with his vaccine and Fauci presents us with the Gates vaccine, then that will be the reason that they will take your child. Note, a coronavirus vaccine has been provided to us by philanthropist Bill Gates. And because the parents did not vaccinate the child, that is the reason to take the children. That's basically what this, the mentality of this court order. Right now, we understand that there's no vaccination. So if the mother is working in a hospital where she's in proximity to coronavirus, we have to take the kid away. You know, once the kid can get the vaccine, the mother can work in the hospital and she can have the kid back, I guess. Note that they took my kids from me because I work in a clinic and the judge signed off on this because of my, quote, exposure to the coronavirus. Just a heads up to nurses, doctors, firefighters, police officers, other first responders who have children and sneaky ex-spouses. Watch your backs simply because she was going to work. All right, when we come back, we're going to have in the next hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining us about vaccines. And I'm going to tell you how Jared Kushner has joined with the Bilderberg groups. You know, as he met with them last year, and lo and behold, in less than a year, he is now part of a team that is seeking national coronavirus surveillance system. They're setting it up. They're setting it up. All right, folks, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force Plus now back in stock, 50% off. We have Prostagard, which, by the way, for elderly men that we're told that's a high risk factor. Not only does it have soft palmetto, but it has 100% of your daily value of zinc. And by the way, if you're having trouble finding zinc, even if you aren't an elderly male, the soft palmetto and the other natural ingredients aren't going to hurt you. But even more importantly, we have vitamin D, and we've now had, and you know, we've had both the CDC and the NIH officials have come out and said, well, vitamin D does not kill coronavirus, but what it does is it calms your immune system, which is the key symptom of the coronavirus that sets your immune system crazy. And so they said, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, those are very effective. You can get vitamin D at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life. Not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, there's an article from Jonathan Turley's website. He didn't write it. It was written by Darren Smith. It says, if every citizen had N95 masks, would government be justified in locking down the population next time? And he says, we can all argue as lawyers, right, that there's a compelling state interest in curtailing liberty. We have a proclaimed pandemic, whether or not it's real, right? But what if we had the universal ability to wear masks and to go about our lives in as we had previously? We should, instead of doing this, these proclamations of emergency, we should demand that we be accommodated to protect our liberty by allowing or giving each household a supply of protective masks and gloves. Are you kidding me? What kind of a mindset of a slave is this? universal basic protection instead of basic income. I demand you give me the equipment so I can be let out of my house. what a slave attitude. You know, here, I mentioned before the orders of that petty judge down in Bastrop, Pape, going in and saying, well, you know, specifically, you can't go to churches, you can't go to weddings, you can't go to funerals, and if you have a business and you stay open, you're going to have to allocate somebody to check everybody's temperatures and verify that they don't have, because they don't have a test, right? So just a little bit of warmth. That means that you now have coronavirus and you got to be quarantined and we're going to shut down your whole business. But you got to test all the employees. You got to maintain records so that when an inspector comes by, you can present those records. And oh, by the way, I hereby declare that you can no longer purchase more than 2 rolls of toilet paper at a time and no more than 2 paper towel rolls at a time and on and on and on. This little petty dictator. I told you that he got back with Kellen McBreen. Kellen McBreen sent him Governor Abbott saying, as we've got San Antonio and Houston, many other places saying, you can't have church, you can't have church. No, you can have church. It's essential. People just need to apply social distancing and so forth, but we're not going to shut down churches. And he got back and he said, well, you know, there's nothing different about my order than there is about Governor Abbott. So it's quite a bit different. And now he stepped it up. As of yesterday, he demanded that everybody has to wear a mask if they're out in public. And so, you know, when the government wants to tell me what I have to wear in order to get out of my house arrest, and they don't even know if I'm sick, and it's none of your business if I get sick. See, this is what if they provide the health care to you, then they say, well, now since you are dependent, we will tell you what you can and cannot do. Because you're now our child. You're our livestock. And since I have to provide for your health care, I'm going to tell you what you have to do. Well, I don't want you to provide for my health care. I don't want government health care. I don't want government mandates. I don't want government prohibitions on what I can and cannot have. These people have been more of an obstacle to our health than anything else, keeping away treatments that we should be able to try, intruding themselves into the doctor-patient relationship, just like they intrude themselves in the parent-child relationship. Get out of my life. And I don't want a mask from them so that I can get out. Yeah, make the N95 mask the symbol of American freedom and liberty. That is the most upside-down idea I have ever heard of in my life. Unbelievable. Yeah, there's a new criminal class in America. Not only can they demand that you wear masks, okay, but they're saying if you don't have a mask, in many jurisdictions, they're saying we're going to give you a fine, you know, the magic number, $1,000 fine, 6 months in jail, so forth and so on. We've got a lot of new criminals, you know, just like the 19-year-old who was driving in her sealed car. You think that's going to stop them if you got a mask, if they're going to give people tickets, fines, because they're driving around in a sealed car? An individual car. I mean, not riding around in a New York subway. They don't have a problem with that because they own that. They control that. They have a problem with you driving around in your individual privately owned car without tracking and control by them.
What's amazing about the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights is that even though it's 240 years old, It's more pertinent and more powerful today than it's ever been. We look at the huge AI takeover and total surveillance of our lives and the tyranny that comes with it, the oppression, and it's all linked to not having due process and not having a Fourth Amendment against being illegally surveilled. It's all predicated on having no privacy. If we simply embrace the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce that against big tech, they would never get away with this. But because we're not enforcing our Bill of Rights and Constitution based in common sense, the bottom has fallen out and the sky is just the beginning. It's certainly not the limit. That's why we're rediscovering what made America great and what the Renaissance is all about. True human empowerment. It begins at InfoWars.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about vaccines, because that's where they're pushing us, and they're pushing us pretty hard. I'm ready to push back. I tell you, you know, when we look at these situations like this healthcare worker, police took her children because, quote, she is exposed to coronavirus on her job because she works in a hospital. And then they say, well, you know, and there is currently no vaccine. So, there's that. So you're going to have to get the vaccine, or they're going to come into your home. They're going to take, I just played for you, you know, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, New York Times science reporter. We have to have the courage to break into homes and to remove family members. And then you've got the World Health Organization essentially saying the same thing on cue. Video clip number two.
Most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Think about this. You're not going to get outside unless you wear a mask. You're not going to travel unless you've got a test. And then we're going to give you a little badge. That's what the Federal Reserve Bank CEO, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, James Bullard, is saying. Yeah, the solution is universal testing. Every single person get tested every day. Then they would wear a badge like they would after they voted or something like that to show that they've been tested. See, that was his idea. That wasn't something that the government is already working on, a major program. He's just floating that idea out. Yeah, we revealed that a couple of weeks ago. But now he's admitting it. I just had this thought. I know what we could do, CBS. Let me explain how this could work. So, yeah, they're going to give you a test and then permission, but, of course, you'll have to wear a face mask and so forth. If they think that there's some risk, then they will come into your home. They'll take your children. They'll take other family members. We have to be courageous about that, says the World Health Organization, Rachel Maddow at MSNBC, the New York Times. Health workers, after you're tested, are going to share that information with the police. This is already happening. There's information sharing that's going on in Massachusetts, Alabama, Florida, and areas of North Carolina. With any infectious disease, there's going to be a stigma and a discrimination about who has it. Just sorry about that. You know, yeah, we're discriminating against you. You are now the new terrorist. You are now public enemy because we've identified you with a test, whether that test is valid or not. We've identified you. You've been noticed. You've been put on a list. Maybe a no travel list, a no education list, a no work list until you get that vaccine from Bill Gates. And then we can still track you with that, right? In Burlington, North Carolina, the police department there says, yeah, we have to have this because here in Burlington, we've only got 139 cops. That's a lot more than they need. I've been there. That's a small town. That's one of the few silver linings about this is how few police you see anymore on the streets. Not missed at all. Not missed at all. We can't afford to have a significant drop in personnel. But why? Because we need to have some goons who are going to kick in your door and drag family members out because, you know, coronavirus. That's what the police are for. And then we got Jared Kushner. What is Jared Kushner for? As Politico points out, critics worry about a new Patriot Act for healthcare. Well, why not? Because this is the latest false flag, right? Whenever you have a false flag, you get gun control legislation. You get the Patriot Act. You get whatever they're going to call this thing. So people are worried about patient privacy and civil liberties. Well, you ought to be, because we've already lost both of those. Everybody is talking about how they can take away your privacy and track you everywhere, and they don't care a fig about civil liberties. Jared Kushner's task force has reached out to a range of health technology companies about creating a national coronavirus surveillance system to give government a near real-time view of where the patients are seeking treatment. Oh, and what or whether the hospitals can accommodate them. It's just for your health, right? It's for your own protection. Do you still think that Trump is your savior? Jared Kushner, who less than a year ago went to Bilderberg, along with Google and Microsoft and so forth. Kushner's team is composed of a range of federal officials, you know, bureaucrats like Fauci, friends and leaders from the private sector. You know, friends and leaders from the private sector. Like they met at Bilderberg. Yeah, his band of Brooks Brothers. Did you vote for Kushner? Is Kushner a doctor? Is he a computer scientist? Is he a lawyer? Most importantly, did Kushner take an oath to the Constitution? Does he support the Constitution? Does he believe in it? Yeah, I know we have a lot of people who took an oath to it, and they don't care about it. Who elected him? I tell you, I look at Kushner. You know, one of the things that I hated about Hillary Clinton from the very beginning was how she thought she was entitled to take over our health care and restructure everything simply because her husband got elected. Hillary Clinton didn't get elected president or even vice president. She didn't get elected to change our health care system, but she took it on herself. And the same thing is true of Jared Kushner. I don't like presidents who do that type of thing. And I don't like the nepotism or the people who rise up based on nepotism. The prospect of compiling a national database, as Jared Kushner wants to do, of politically sensitive health information has prompted concerns about its impact on civil liberties as well, well after the coronavirus threat recedes, with some critics comparing it to the Patriot Act. You better believe that's what this is going for. You better believe it. Already, the Trump administration has sought to ease data sharing rules and to assure health data companies that they will not be penalized for sharing information with state and federal officials. If you go back to the fight over CISPA, right? Now, why did they fight so long and so hard and so many times over CISPA? Cyber Intelligence Security Protection Act or something. The P was about protection, but it wasn't about your protection. It was about protecting companies who violated your privacy, who turned that information over to the government, who snitched on you. It was the Corporate Snitch Protection Act is what it really was. And they tried several times with CISPA. They had SOPA, they had ACTA, they had PIPA, all these different variations. They all did the same thing. And then after Aaron Swartz was killed, because he fought it, they put through CISA. Oh, yeah. It had the P was taken out because they didn't want you to know this about protection. Because they didn't want you to ask who it was protecting, because pretty obvious it's not protecting you or your privacy. And that's exactly what these people are trying to do now. The Trump administration has removed any rules, any penalties for data sharing, because that was already built in. It was a different category. In other words, when you're using these computer apps and so forth, they said, well, we need to remove the ability of people to sue them for essentially being snitches and violating their privacy rules and so forth. So we'll put this act in here. But now they've ignored the rules, as they always do, the prohibitions, because we always said, well, for healthcare, we're going to make that a separate category of protected information. Now the Trump administration has thrown that away, driven in part by Jared Kushner's push to assemble the national network to surveil you for health purposes. A Health and Human Services spokesperson that they contacted said that the department does not comment on internal deliberations. You see, these people the health bureaucrats are acting just like the CIA, just like the NSA. Everything they do is secret. There is no transparency to anything. If they told you, they'd have to kill you. But if you don't find out what they're doing, they're going to kill you anyway. This is a plan to take down every aspect of America. It's come on so hard and so fast, and we got Jared Kushner right there at the center of it, and the Trump administration working very hard to undermine the Constitution. What an epic failure Trump has been. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Listen to me very carefully. We have confirmed that California is set within days or weeks to announce a total stay-at-home order and will shut down grocery stores and, yes, even pharmacies, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're announcing to create total panic, to try to trigger a depression to blame on Trump. Then when Trump doesn't follow suit, they will blame every single death on President Trump. This is a psyop using a real deadly virus. This is super dangerous, and everyone needs to get supplies in now. The food chain is getting low as well, and you need to get the supplements just to be safe at InfoWarsStore.com and stock up, because who knows in the future if we'll even be able to operate. We're ready to ship to you, though, the day after you get your order in. It gets to you very, very quick. InfoWars is an essential operation and is still open. You can also order storable food again, but take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times, the Washington Post, Wired Magazine all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now, YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute. And then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock. And yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You can find her website at Vaxxter.com. That's V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. You can also find her on Twitter at BusyDrT. That's B-U-S-Y-D-R-T. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Tenpenny. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. Good. Thank you for joining us. When we look at what is going on here, I mean, there are so many things that have been, and I want you to talk about the PREP Act and how these foundations, these legal foundations have been prepared. But as we see from Bill Gates and Fauci, they want to pretend that there's no treatments available other than a vaccine. It was just back in 2013 that Fauci was touting hydroxychloroquine, but of course when President Trump drops the term, he mocks him about it and says, well, we can't really take a look at that. But he was pushing it back in 2013. And but he's said from the very beginning he's got to get vaccines. Bill Gates is being very explicit. You're going to be locked down until you get a vaccine. You're not going to be able to get out of the home. We've got now the World Health Organization, other people saying, well, we're going to have to come in the home and pull people out if we think they've got coronavirus. We've just had a mother have her child removed. Because she works at a hospital where she is in contact with people who have coronavirus, they said. And the doctor said, well, this is necessary because we don't currently have a vaccine. So you know, because we've been seeing this with mandatory vaccination and schooling and so forth, you know that once they have a vaccine that's been given to us by Bill Gates, that this is going to be a condition for taking children out of the home. But tell us a little bit about the PREP Act of 2005.
Well, thank you, David, and it's great to be back on your show. It's been a while, nothing could be more timely right now than everything that we hear on all these pressers and everything on the news is the only answer, the only solution for all of humanity is, of course, a vaccine. And so I sat back for a while and didn't write a lot because I was kind of taking the 30,000 foot view of what was going on and not wanting to get caught up in the hysteria. And I wrote two articles that are on Vaxxter, which is my news site, which is V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. And one is called How Soon We Forget, an Historical Perspective. So I did this look back of the title of the article is Same Playbook, Different Virus. So we did SARS, we did bird flu, we did swine flu, H5N1, and now we've got this COVID virus that is going to be no different. It's absolutely going to be no different. And part of the testing and everything that they're doing, I said from day one, what are they testing for? And how specific can this really be? I mean, there's 36 different serotypes of coronaviruses that have been around for 60 years, 60 years. And so most people, and by the CDC's website, they said in any given year, on a global basis, 20 to 40% of influenza-like illness, all the stuff that looks like the flu that isn't caused by influenza viruses, is caused by a coronavirus because there's 36 different types. There's four of them that are specific subtypes that cause most of the infection, respiratory and diarrhea. And so I said from the beginning, this is going to be nothing more, just nothing more than a severe flu. And they're making hysteria about this and destroying the global economy over it. The second article that I wrote was never let a good crisis go to waste. And again, I took a longitudinal view because I wrote a book called Foul Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think, back in 2005 that right now is not in print for a bunch of reasons. But what actually happened back in 2004, or actually 2003, President Bush Jr. had passed the Project BioShield, which created a permanent and indefinite funding authority for any sort of vaccine, drug, any sort of pill, potion, IV, any sort of technology that was created during a time of emergency, a perpetual funding source. At that time, they funded it with $5.6 billion. And I've looked back recently in the last few months, and that funding source that was started in 2003, continually, it's a 2 to 3 year funding cycle, and they continue to just set money aside in case we need it. Well, then what happened in 2006 was that they passed something called the PREP Act, and that stands for the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. It was passed by Republican Senator Bill Fritz literally at the 11th hour. That after it was tacked onto the end of a defense appropriation bill, when he walked out of the Senate, he and Dennis Hazard walked over to these, to the House, and insisted that this 40-page bill get tacked onto this defense appropriation bill. Now, what this does is it took all the funding that they were going to give to through Project BioShield to any of the pharmaceutical industry who wants to make a vaccine or make some sort of a technology, and said, oh, we're going to give you all this money, and we're going to remove 100% of the liability of any product that you create during a declared national emergency.
Wow. Now, that's why they liked that pedophile, Dennis Hastert, so much.
You know? Apparently so.
He was their guy. I'll give you complete immunity. We'll grease the skids. We'll give you money for all this stuff. And, of course, on the other side, Dr. Tenpenny, going back to September 11th, just before it happened, they wrote up the the Model State Emergency Powers Act, and then they enacted, pushed that out to the different places. So that's the thing that gave us a lockdown. And then what you're doing is you're giving us a side of this where they have pushed out the BioShields and all the immunity and so forth for rushing the vaccines out. And that's been a part of the annual simulations that Gates and Bloomberg funded organizations have been doing every year. You know, hey, we got this, this new issue. It could be a bioterror attack. It could be natural. It could be a bioweapon, whatever. But here's your test, and we're going to do a simulation. And, oh, by the way, you failed because you didn't respond with enough draconian measures to lock down the population enough, and you didn't accelerate the vaccine production. That's always the moral and the end game of all these simulations that they do every year, not just the Event 201 that they did this last fall. Every year they've been doing this since September 11th.
Well, yes, since that kicked it off. You're right. And I was going to bring that up, so I'm glad you mentioned it, about the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act in 2001, Project BioShield that came in 2003, the PrEP Act that came at the end of 2006. So now we've got the ability to lock people down. But I want to just go a little bit further into the PrEP Act, because it gave sweeping and unprecedented immunity to drug companies to create emergency products. So we've known since 1986 that we've had the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, where, you know, kids get injured, adults get injured, they can apply for compensation. We know that the government has paid out $4.2 billion in injury compensation claims to those people injured by vaccines. And we also know that less than 25% of people who actually apply for compensation get any. Well, the PrEP Act goes to the next level. And what it actually does is it says that there is absolutely no immunity for anything. Immunity from all liability for all drugs that are labeled covered countermeasures. And I want to come back to that in a second. All accountability, even if the drug companies did something wrong, like they're a dirty facility, created something that made people sick, all liability for any product declared when the HHS secretary, like Azar did on March 17th, declared an emergency. So we implemented this act. And all lawsuits. So the only way, if a whole bunch of people die, the only way that you can file a lawsuit is if you can convince the attorney general that they tried to kill you, and he moves it forward in support of the American people.
Wow. That's amazing. So what they did was they took the Immunity Act of 1986 and they put it on steroids.
Exactly.
And now that has been triggered. Amazing. We'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Stay with us. Got to take a quick break.
Something huge is happening all over the United States on ABC, CBS, NBC, on local Fox affiliates, but only local ones. They're having medical doctors on who successfully treated their patients with 100% recovery rates with hydroxychloroquine, but you've got to have the zinc. This is a known fact. But national news, other than Fox, will not carry it. And when Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity covered it and had medical doctors talk about it, they got demonized and Fox had them basically shut up. But they've been vindicated. InfoWars has been vindicated. We were saying at first with experts we had on air, we got attacked nationally. And they said, take us off the air. Google took our app away, saying that we were putting out fake cures for saying hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and CPAC, when all we were doing was reporting what medical journals were saying. Big Pharma and the globalists want you sick and dead, and they don't want you to boost your immune system. Screw them.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations. What's amazing about the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights is that even though it's 240 years old, it's more pertinent and more powerful today than it's ever been. We look at the huge AI takeover and total surveillance of our lives and the tyranny that comes with it, the oppression, and it's all linked to not having due process and not having a Fourth Amendment against being illegally surveilled. It's all predicated on having no privacy. If we simply embrace the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce that against big tech, they would never get away with this. But because we're not enforcing our Bill of Rights and Constitution based in common sense, the bottom has fallen out and the sky is just the beginning. It's certainly not the limit. That's why we're rediscovering what made America great and what the Renaissance is all about. True human empowerment. It begins at InfoWars.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Her website is Vaxxter.com. That's V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. You can find her on Twitter at BusyDrT. And Dr. Tenpenny, what you were talking about in terms of these bills, Project BioShield, as you point out in this article, excellent article, folks. Go to Vaxxter.com. Coronavirus Part 2, Never Let a Good Crisis Go to Waste, replay. And in this, Dr. Tenpenny, you're talking about the people who were pushing Project BioShield and then the PrEP Act. And it's interesting to me that Richard Burr was one of the people pushing Project BioShield. He has been in the spotlight for advanced trading of stocks. It appears that he knew what was going to be coming, and he feathered his nest with that, along with several other senators. But it was Bill Frist at Tennessee, the Republican from Tennessee, that was at the center of both of these bills. The second bill, he collaborated with the pedophile Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, in terms of getting legal protection for immunity from any kind of liability for these companies producing any kind of drug, vaccine, or anything like that, as you're pointing out. But it's interesting to me, Dr. Tenpenny, before you get back into the PrEP Act, and I do want to talk about the amazing things in this, but I look at the Democrats, and they're always pushing these authoritarian mandates for health care. They not only want free health care, but they want the government to mandate vaccines and so forth. I would think that they would be a little bit suspicious of all these Republican bills, just from a partisan standpoint, that are giving financial immunity to these big drug companies. They might be concerned that, you know, maybe they ought to worry about their health if there's no liability at all for what's being produced and rushed to market.
Well, I think prior to President Trump becoming our president, I think that it was pretty clear that we always just had Demopublicans and Republicrats. And it just really didn't really matter which side it was. They were both nefarious and being fed by the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, when you have like anywhere from 2 to 8, I've seen as high as 8 different lobbyists assigned to each and every single one of the people in both Congress and in the Senate from the pharmaceutical industry plowing money into their pockets. I mean, it's a big impediment for those of us who believe in health freedom, who want the right to bodily autonomy, who right to be able to say that the separation between me and my government starts at the level of my skin, and mandatory vaccinations is a violation of the Nuremberg Codes, the Declarations of Helsinki, and the International Medical Association. All of them, because informed consent means absolutely nothing, David. It means nothing anymore. That's right. It used to be a big deal. It means nothing anymore unless you have a right to refuse.
And, you know, this is from the same, when I'm talking about the Democrats, I'm talking about, of course, not the corrupt politicians that have been bought by big pharmaceutical companies, but the grassroots Democrats. Many of them are out there saying, you know, get your laws off of my body, my choice when it comes to abortion. I don't believe that that's simply their body. I think there's another body involved there. But, you know, this is clearly just your body. Why can't you have informed consent on this? And why would they support having those rights taken away? And yet we see it's always the Democrats who are pushing. They're so into this herd mentality about herd immunity. They have been frightened to death. And now the entire American public seems to have been frightened to death about this. Most of the people are afraid to shake hands, to get close to anybody. They're even upset with President Trump because he's not wearing a mask and so forth. You know, when we look at these polls, they have panicked everyone into this in this kind of fear. But tell us, you know, what we should really be concerned about, because when you look at the steps in this PrEP Act, not only can they engage in willful conduct, but explain how even if they are guilty of willful conduct, why that doesn't necessarily mean that people will prevail against them and get any kind of compensation, even if they willfully produce something that is harmful.
Well, that's part of the PrEP Act, where it actually says that even if a lot of people appeal to the Attorney General's office, you have to prove willful intent of misconduct, which means that the pharmaceutical industry intentionally, and you can prove it, intentionally created a product to kill you or harm you. So, I mean, like, good luck with that. And so,
yeah, I mean, the standard has always been neglect, right? You were negligent. You didn't do due diligence, and you didn't manufacture this properly, or you didn't do enough testing to know this is, but you don't even have that anymore. Even if it's not neglect, but it's willful harm, and that's still not good enough.
Because at that point in time, the Attorney General has to initiate enforcement action. And then good luck with that. And so the biggest problem is that there's another element of this, David, is the adult mandatory vaccination schedule. And this was released, the National Vaccine Plan for Adults was released in February of 2010. And since that time, they have been moving forward. They updated it in 2015. And there are several different goals. And one of the goals is to increase community demand to be vaccinated. And that's what all of these people are doing on all these press releases, this thing with Bill Gates and Fauci and BRICS and all these people and every other element. If you listen to all of the experts that they have on CNN and MSNBC, the only solution, the only thing that we can do anything with is a vaccine. Now, here's the thing is, and so they're conditioning people at a subconscious level to want to be vaccinated, to demand to be vaccinated. Like, here comes the vaccine. Why isn't it here yet? As soon as it's there, I want to be first in line to be vaccinated. And people have no idea what they're asking for. If the
they've been conditioned with measles to be afraid of it. You know, and say, well, I don't think I'm going to be protected with my vaccine. So you're going to have to be you're going to have to be vaccinated as well. And now they're doing this with the coronavirus. They've got everybody so panicked. I mean, everybody we know is afraid of this.
And what's coming through that vaccine, we have no idea. We know nanotechnology. We know it could be nanobots. It could be any sort of known carcinogen. It could be any sort of thing that's already in the vaccines, and they cannot be prosecuted for it. So people are demanding to be injected with something that could kill them.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why they can rush this to market and then say, well, gee, we didn't know. Or even if you get the memos that show that they did know, you can't do anything about it even unless you get the special permission of the Attorney General. Well, good luck with that, because he's exactly. Pretty much been AWOL with all of this stuff from the very beginning. But that's the whole key to this. I think this is a psychological operation to get people to demand this. I've been just shaking my head at the absurdity of what has been going on with measles vaccination as well as with climate change. It's like, seriously? And you look at these models, you look at the fear about measles and so forth, and yet they have now taken both of those things and pivoted to coronavirus, and now people think they're all going to die, and you are the enemy if you don't have a vaccine.
Exactly. And because we've been sold such a bill of good, a multi-generational indoctrination, that injecting foreign matter with known carcinogens, with metals of aluminum and mercury, unknown other DNA manipulating technologies, that these old DNA vaccines that they're now talking about now, which there's an article on Baxter about that too, about DNA vaccines and the transhumanism movement. And so that's
I want to get into that in the next segment. Yeah, we got about another minute in this segment, but in the next segment, we'll talk about DNA vaccines and transhumanism. But go ahead. I mean, you know, when we look at this, it is I think the most impressive psychological operation I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe how far and how quickly they have implemented all these different procedures and how they've been able to pivot from the irrational fear around measles and mumps to an equally irrational fear with the coronavirus, but to get the public to buy into it so totally is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I've said, you know, since this all started, I said, first of all, what are they testing for? And the more they test, the more positivity they're going to find, because this virus has been around for a long time. And as they find more positivity, they're going to implement more draconian solutions.
Yeah, and we see, you know, the Federal Reserve CEO in St. Louis is demanding that we get testing on a regular basis that will be used to allow us to travel for a day. And then they're going to use that to take your kids. They're going to use that to keep you from going to school, going to work, traveling, doing anything. It's a complete prescription for tyranny. We'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Vaxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard, at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral.
I don't need to remind you how 4 years ago I told you the polls against Trump were fake. He was winning by a giant margin, but election fraud almost stole the election from Trump and the American people. Well, now they're pushing the idea that, oh, cancel the Republican and Democrat conventions, maybe cancel the election a year, like the Olympics. That's because they know Trump in every internal scientific poll is 20 points ahead of the brain damaged Biden. So they can say, sir, you look big like the Olympics. Go ahead and back it off a year, and then you'll still win in a year after you fix the crisis. No, they need more time to cook up an assassination, an economic collapse, a new virus. Trump needs to say, no, in America, we keep elections on time, have the elections, win by a landslide, and not give the globalists what they want. Hillary, Biden, they all want us to spend the election. We shouldn't give them what they want. We need to have a vote in America and reelect Trump 2020.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I wanted to talk to her about her article on her site, Vaxter.com, DNA Vaccines and Transhumanism. Dr. Tenpenny, you know, when I look at this, and you talk a great deal about the damage that can be done to our bodies, to the DNA in our bodies with vaccines. When I look at this, I wonder, address the issue. Is it transhumanism that they're looking for, or is it eugenics? I mean, are they trying to kill us? Because much of the things that happen with DNA and vaccines are not going to work out too well for our longevity. I mean, these people want to merge with machines, or they want to create superhumans and live forever. But it looks like it does a lot of damage to the body as well. So talk about those two things, transhumanism or eugenics.
I don't think it's an either or, David. I think it's an and. Mm-hmm. I think that they will eliminate a lot of what they call the useless eaters. I mean, the people that do nothing of productivity to society in their opinion. You know, the 77.2 billion people on the planet, at least half of them are, you know, not productive and just they're takers and not givers and all those criteria that they set up inside of 2030. So the eugenics program, in my opinion, is alive and well. I mean,
so that's for you and I. The transhumanism is what they'll do once they get rid of us, right?
Well, that's kind of like phase two. I mean, mm-hmm. So those that are left, we will create, in the future, there'll be no distinction between humans and machines. So we'll be creating, Manchurian candidates out of the rest of them that can be controlled. And if we can take our brain cells and hook it up to the cloud, and they will promote this as being like, just think your brain will be just like, you can look up here in a certain area of your vision and you can like see Google. And you can just like tap it right up there and you can get instantaneous responses in terms of what are you thinking about? And suddenly you will be able to see it, hear it or whatever in terms of this, when humans transcend biology. The biggest problem with that though, David, is like if your brain can go up there and tap into the cloud, what can they in the cloud send down into your brain?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where the distinction comes in terms of creating this whole brain program of what they're talking about that will permanently manipulate humans and make them be Manchurian candidates. They will be attached to the cloud and they will be transhumans. So I don't think it's an either or. I think it's an and in terms of eugenics and humanism.
Yeah. Take the chip, take the jack. And of course, you know, one of the things that they've been working on is to try to make it not non-invasive. You know, that's why Elon Musk has got his cap that you would wear and so forth. And all of that also revolves around 5G and the higher bandwidth so that they can do that wirelessly and non-invasively. But as you point out, you know, the Brain Project, the Brain Initiative and so forth under the Obama administration's getting well over $100 million. I thought it was close to $200 million, but a lot of money coming from the NIH, the same people who are doing gain-of-function research in their bioweapons labs, like at University of North Carolina, where they created a chimera, and you had other biologists say, why are you, and they called it that. They said, why are you creating a chimera like this? You're combining the DNA of the coronavirus with the bat, and you're creating something very dangerous, more easily spread, more lethal, and this could escape the lab. They were supposed to have stopped doing that, but the NIH continued on with that. You point out they've got $40 million at the NIH that they are using to support this brain initiative. And then, of course, we've got DARPA at the center of this as well.
Well, anytime you hear DARPA, think DARCA. I mean, DARPA is like the worst of the worst in terms of if they're involved with something, you know it's something nefarious. Now, and whatever, what happens with military programs, NIH programs, CDC programs, government programs, and UN programs, they always paint this like, what we're doing is so great for humanity. Look at all these generous things. We've got this philanthropist, Bill Gates, who's donating all of his money to help humanity. And that's how they sell it to the sheep who don't bother to listen to your show or read what I write or other people who like expose what's really, really going on. And so they just sort of like go along, like they listen to all these pressers about, yes, our vaccine is coming. And how dare they do this to us, David? How dare they in the United States of America? I mean, the whole rest of the world doesn't have a constitution like we are supposed to have, you know, in terms of guaranteed rights. How dare they require us to show our papers that we have been injected with foreign matter to go to a basketball game or to take your kids to school? I mean, how much longer is it going to take for American people? Maybe this was their last hurrah. Maybe we're going to reach that tipping point of that 10 to 11% of a population that suddenly wakes up and says, not only no, but hell no, we're not going to take this. We're not going to go through this again. Maybe this was a good psychological exercise of what's been going on right now. So people go, I'm not doing this again. The next time they try to turn this crank, no, we're not doing this.
And they always give us an absurd narrative. I mean, when DARPA talks about how they want to be able to go in and selectively read your mind and then selectively erase memories and then implant memories of things that you never did. And they say, well, this is just to help soldiers who have PTSD and help little old ladies cross the street and that type of thing. But in the few minutes that we got left, talk a little bit about DNA vaccines and what this class of vaccines is about and the threats, the health threats of DNA vaccines.
Well, they've been talking about this for a while now, and it's a type of genetic engineering where they take a little snip of DNA of, say, like a virus, and they insert it into the cell part of your vaccine. And of course, that could be, I mean, there's nothing that could go wrong there, right? I mean, we know that incorporation of certain genes that come from flu shots, there are certain viruses inside of flu shots that turn on genes that can lead to breast cancer. We know that genetic mutations can lead to cancer. We can see that it can destroy human tissue all the way around. We know
because a virus itself is basically a fragment of DNA or RNA, and it has a very deleterious effects for your body. And so when they are doing this, if they've got a DNA vaccine, it is really like injecting a virus into your body. Maybe that's why Bill Gates loves viruses so much.
That could very well be because it can result in autoimmunity. And we know that there's more than 100 different diseases or suspected causes of chronic diseases that come from viruses. And now they're actually intentionally wanting to manipulate your genes. They want to say, well, let's take somebody who has like a known genetic disorder, like say muscular dystrophy. And can't we go in and just like find that little gene somewhere and snip it out? Isn't that just like a great thing for humanity? Well, maybe, except the gene pool is fluid. We think that genes, and we've been conditioned to believe, this is another psyop, that genes in your cells line up like a bunch of building blocks. They just are like a bunch of bricks that are all lined up in a row. And this is gene number 2, and this is gene number 23, and this is gene number 41. And you can just go in and snip that one out, just like you could go in and take a domino out of a row of dominoes. It doesn't work like that. And it can cause all kinds of like collateral damage to the cells of what you're trying to manipulate. So this
let me just interject here too. People have heard about the gene splicing, a CRISPR, a Cas9 and so forth.
Yes.
And people have been doing this for livestock, have been coming back and saying, you know, they sell this to us as if it's some kind of a scalpel, but it's really more like a chainsaw. And just what you were saying there, when we go in and we do a splice here, we find that there's all kinds of secondary and tertiary effects that are happening elsewhere in the DNA strand.
Yeah, exactly. And so, it's all genetic, it's all experimentation, David. And I mean, think about, you know, what happened after World War II, after Nazi Germany, when we went through all of those trials to develop the International Nuremberg Codes, that part of the Nuremberg Codes is to say that humans cannot be subjected to human experimentation without full disclosure and their right to refuse. So it's one thing to say, yep, we're going to put you in this experiment, we're going to do all these things, and this bad stuff could happen to you, and you go, maybe I don't want to do that. Sorry, you're already automatically signed up because you're in our database and you chose to be participate in this by accepting this vaccine. We've got to stop this. We've got to thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this on your show, because now couldn't be more important for people to stand up and understand what's coming through the PREP Act, what's happening with these covered countermeasures, what's why they started passing all these mandatory vaccination laws last year across the country. We knew, those of us, Alex talked about it, I know he did, that the reason that they were trying to pass these mandates was to be able to backdoor that at a federal level, a vaccine mandate, which they are trying to do. And right now is the most important time to take action to get it to stop.
Yeah, they were just they came up with their they had a central premise, whether it was environmentalism, you know, put everybody on universal basic income and forced austerity, or whether it was mandated vaccines. You know, they had these different plans in there, and then they take the quote unquote solution that they had, and they just remove that problem and put something in that really scares everybody, and people don't have time to think about it, to analyze it. They just remake society and take away your liberty and inject you with dangerous vaccines. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And we're going to be right back,
thanks,
folks.
David.
Stay with us.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients, the highest quality like black walnut and others that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about the incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, a bestseller for 5 years, with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
As predicted, the human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. The LA Times, the Washington Post, Wired Magazine all reported years ago that major studies show 5G caused increased cancer in rats. It's a fact. 5G is just a later generation of systems that are on record for more than 70 years to cause cancer. They rub the DNA molecules together. They are microwaves. Well, now,
YouTube has admitted to the BBC and others that they're banning anyone criticizing 5G. Even if you don't connect to coronavirus, they're banning it. But the studies do show that 5G lowers your immunity to viruses, period. There are peer-reviewed journals. We're showing these documents on air, and the globalists can go to hell. The human rebellion against globalist machines has begun. We're not troglodytes afraid of technology. We don't like technology with Trojan horse anti-human crap in it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. When we look at the state of panic that has been induced here in America, that is the most amazing thing to me. Now, fortunately, this disease is not nearly as lethal as they tried to make us believe. We're now seeing that more people are dying of suicide than are dying of the coronavirus. We talked yesterday at length about the empty hospital beds, about the ventilators that are not being used, about the projections from these models that are being used to sell us this panic. The projections missed it by anywhere from 200% to 4,000%. That's the ventilators. They expected that they would need 40 times more ventilators than they actually need. And yet, you've got 3 out of 4 Americans have self-isolated in their own household, waiting, you know, for the goons to kick down the door and take their kids or other family members because coronavirus, right? That's all they need to say. Coronavirus, the magic password to destroy the Constitution. And nearly 3 in 4 Americans, the same group of people evidently, think that Trump should be wearing protective masks. An overwhelming 73% of respondents agree that the elected leaders, including the president, should be wearing a mask during all public appearances. Well, you know, quite frankly, I would be satisfied if politicians would just take off the masks and let us know what they're really about and the people who are behind them. I just cannot believe that we now have the Trump administration removing all restrictions against invading medical privacy and then have put Jared Kushner in charge of setting up a national surveillance database, as they're saying, well, you know, it's a threat to our police and so forth. So anybody that shows up at positive anywhere with the coronavirus, you're going to get flagged to the police. You're going to have your kids taken away from you, as we reported. The lady who worked in a hospital, that was the basis for taking away her kids. She works in a hospital. She could be exposed to the coronavirus. And since there's no vaccine, we have to take that kid out of there. And you will not be able to have children in your own household if you haven't all been vaccinated. You won't be able to go anywhere, go to school, go to work, travel, do nothing unless you take the vaccine. And part of this is Fauci. He's out there saying, you know, Americans shouldn't shake hands again, ever again. You know, he said, and this is the same guy that back in January was telling us, you don't have to worry about the coronavirus. Now he has effectively shut down everything with his guidelines and his recommendations as President Trump has essentially handed over power to this bureaucrat to destroy this country. At the bottom of this coming hour, we are going to be talking to Gerald Celente about whether or not we're going to be able to pull out of this nosedive that Fauci, President Fauci, and his assistant, Donald Trump, have put us in. But just to put this in perspective, you know, we always see whenever there's a shooting or something, right? We have seen the Democrats, there's a shooting. We need to take guns away from everybody. Well, they're working on that right now. In the background, you have Representative Hank Johnson, a Democrat from Georgia, has introduced a Senate bill. It goes along with the Senate bill. He has introduced, that's the one from Elizabeth Warren in the Senate. He has introduced one in the House. And what it would do is make it illegal to import, sell, manufacture, transfer, possess, or have any interest, any way that affects interstate or foreign commerce, a semi-automatic assault weapon. And how do they define that? It's not by how the trigger works, because that's how you and I think of a semi-automatic, right? You have to pull the trigger to get it to fire each time. Instead of holding the trigger down, it makes it fully automatic. No, it's anything that has a pistol grip, a forward grip, a grenade launcher, a barrel shroud, a threaded barrel, or accepts a detachable magazine. That is a semi-automatic. There you go. And the way they sell that, as they say, we've got to end the epidemic of gun violence. Now, they're not concerned about a Muslim going on a stabbing spree at a truck stop and killing three people, three women, and injuring a fourth. No. We don't have an epidemic of that.
It's Wednesday morning. I was just in a local Austin business that was basically empty, and there were three motorcycle police in there. And I said, what do you think of this whole coronavirus thing? And they're like, it looks like it's a hoax. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. The way it's been handled is a hoax. Taking everybody that dies who happens to test positive, even though they die of a heart attack or cancer or diabetes, as dying from coronavirus is the big one. And then, of course, they're also classifying everybody that tests positive for coronavirus, period, not just COVID-19, as having it. So they're upping the number of cases. They're upping the number of deaths. But still, more people died this week and last week than died from the coronavirus from suicide. So if anything, it's causing divorces and suicide and stir craziness and basic insanity and a giant power grab with Big Pharma preparing a forced inoculation, which they even admit will not protect you from next year's mutation of the coronavirus.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, while everybody's worried about whether or not they can shake hands or walk about in public without wearing a mask, the Democrats are conducting business as usual. They have a new gun control bill. It's been introduced in the House to match the corresponding legislation from Elizabeth Warren in the Senate to end the epidemic of gun violence. It's always referred to as a disease. And remember, they've brought in the medical community in the past to try to sell gun control. You've had doctors who come in and say, yeah, you know, I have to ask people if they own guns at home, and if they do, that's a risk factor, and we need to do something about that and so forth. These same kind of medical snitches are now stepping this up, and they're the ones who are in control of our country. They're not giving us medical advice. They're giving us political and legal demands. That's really where we are right now. But as I've said before, you know, whenever we would have an incident where you'd have a terrorist who would harm people, they never looked at their motives. They basically, especially if it's Islam, you know, they would look at it if it was somebody they thought they could link to conservatives or to Christians. But we just had in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, just had a Muslim from Durham, North Carolina, who stabbed and fatally stabbed three women and hospitalized a fourth at a truck stop and then was finally shot and killed by law enforcement as they showed up. Upon arrival, officers observed at least one person with stab wounds outside the store. A man armed with a knife, identified by witnesses as a suspect, was also observed in the parking lot. And so the response to this, of course, is that we have to ban guns, or do we ban knives, or do we, what do we do about this? Is Islam itself, is that a dangerous ideology? No. We don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I mean, we've got to take the guns away, even though this guy didn't use guns to kill these people. No, the people right now who are dangerous because of coronavirus are the Christians out there, you know, like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Remember, it was 2 weeks ago that the Hillsborough County Sheriff went by and arrested him. And so they filed a lawsuit. They had some people recognizing the church is essential. And what happened is the governor of Florida, a Republican, Ron DeSantis, like the Republican governor here, Greg Abbott, went back retroactively and said, no, churches are going to be essential. We're going to allow them to remain open just like we do grocery stores and so forth. I mean, you got liquor stores that are open. They're essential, right? But in Tampa, They didn't have churches essential, just the liquor stores and the abortion clinics and so forth. Well, here in Texas, it's the other way around. We've had a lot of municipalities that have said, and counties where they've said, no, you can't go to church. We're not going to let people go to worship. We don't care how you do it. We don't care how far apart you are. You can meet in the open. You can go into a parking lot and meet. We don't care. You're not going to be allowed to do that. That's been the take of a lot of different politicians out there. But in Florida, not only did the governor go back and amend that order, but they also had sued the local law enforcement. Sheriff Chad Cronister there in Hillsborough County made many false statements about what had happened there. Those statements must be retracted as part of the condition of suspending the lawsuit. And the pastor has received many abusive words and death threats, but of course the sheriff is not interested in that either. As a matter of fact, what you see coming out are articles that are painting the Christians as if they are the threat, right? This article that came out of the Sun in the UK, pastor says his parishioners would rather die than not go to church as he refuses to stop services during the lockdown. Well, you know, if you're concerned about the coronavirus, you have an option. You can stay at home. Just like if you're concerned about measles and you think the MMR vaccine is going to give you immunity, which it doesn't. It's not lasting immunity. It's not long-term immunity. It actually delays it for a while. That's why they want people to get it 2-3 times. Then you'll wind up getting it when you're older, and it's a lot more serious than if you get it as a child. But, you know, if you feel that you want to do that, that's your option. I'm not going to tell people they can't have a vaccine, but you can't tell me that I must have a vaccine. But you've got people who are showing up in front of this church, like this picture. Show the picture out of the article here. You got a guy standing up. God don't like stupid. Now, he's very upset about this, but he's standing there. He doesn't have a mask. He doesn't have any protective clothing. He's just standing there in public. And he's attacking these people because they're doing the same thing that he's doing, except for one thing. They're going to a church. He doesn't want that to happen. Pastor says, they say everybody's going to get it. Well, then if everybody's going to get it, let's get on with life. In other words, you know, we're not going to live our life under the fear that we're going to somehow die of something, because the chances are we're going to die of something other than coronavirus. If you look at the statistics, even the statistics from the CDC, that is reality of what's going to happen. We had more people, as we reported at Infowars.com, we've had more people who have died from suicide than have died from coronavirus. And they're very alarmed about this. You see all these different articles saying that, well, you know, about half of the people who went to church last year for Easter say they're going to go again this year. Well, we can't have that, right? Got to worship government. DHS warns pandemic stressors could trigger attacks on houses of worship. I mentioned this headline at the beginning of the program. Do you think that this is perhaps some predictive programming? Is it a threat to Christians? Do not go to church? See, the problem with all of this is I would appreciate it, like I said, if they would tell me, well, it would be good. You should do this, and here are the risks, and here's how this works, and here's how you can mitigate your risks and so forth, and I can be responsible about that, not be reckless in my life. But when they tell me that I must not do something, and they tell me when and how I can go to school, I can work, or I can worship, now they've gone a bit too far. When you begin to efforts to reconstitute services and to welcome congregants back into your houses of worship, please also review your security plans. Is this a veiled threat from DHS? And ensure procedures are in place to protect your facilities and visitors, said the Assistant Director for Infrastructure Security at DHS. He said, we have not received any imminent or credible threats, but we just think that people might want to kill you if you were to go to church because, you know, coronavirus. He said, the stressors caused by the pandemic may contribute to an individual's decision to commit an attack or influence their target of choice. Yeah, they have gotten people very fired up about this, haven't they? I mean, you've had people who want to kill Christians because they believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. And if you don't agree with that, you don't agree with that. But see, they don't tolerate that. They want to kill people that disagree with them about what marriage is about. And they want to kill people who disagree with them about what life is about. We now have the governor of Mississippi urging churches to cancel in-person Easter services. And if you don't do that, you're just destroying the world for all of us, right? And these people need to be attacked, according to DHS. I certainly can see why these people would want to kill you, Christian. So if you're going to, go to church, be ready to be attacked as well. You know, that's never really been a deterrent for real Christians. The threat of violence. We have lived in a very short period of time here where we haven't had that kind of threat of violence, where we haven't had threats from the government. And that has now ended, I believe. I don't know that we're going to get that back. And I don't know if the churches who basically have set up worship services that are something that is vicarious, you just sit there and passively watch what's going on. You're not really engaging with each other. You know, you've got a stage up there, people are performing something on there. Well, you can watch that over the internet as well. But that's not really what it's about. That's one of the reasons why house churches in China have thrived, because they found the original pattern.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out, 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance, and now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered. And I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had more people die from suicide last week in Tennessee than from the coronavirus. Article on InfoWars.com, the pandemic will bankrupt and kill more people from suicide than the virus will. Joining us in the next segment will be Gerald Celente. And, of course, Gerald Celente always points out that when people lose everything, they lose it, including their lives sometimes. For example, in Tennessee, they said they had 8 people die from suicides just in Knox County alone. And yet, when we look at this total, we see that 2% of the deaths were from coronavirus in March, COVID-19. In March, U.S. deaths from COVID-19 were less than 2% of all deaths. And even that number is fudge. We had a guy who is a legislator as well as a doctor. And I want you to hear what he had to say. He said, this is how they are enticing us to lie on the death certificates. And this even goes beyond what I reported yesterday, where they were saying, well, you know, if you test them and they have COVID-19, then you make that the underlying cause. It doesn't matter how many other health issues and comorbidities they have. If they have COVID-19, that is the reason that they died. And I, you know, kind of mockingly said at the very beginning of this, I said, you know, how are they defining coronavirus weeks ago? I said, is it if I drive my car into a wall and then they test me later and find out that I also had COVID-19, does that become the cause of death? Well, actually, yes, it does. But it's even worse than that, as this legislator and doctor pointed out. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Said, I think is critically important. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19. Now, we've not done that. If someone has the pneumonia and it's in the middle of a flu epidemic, and I don't have a test on influenza, I don't diagnose influenza on the death certificate. I will say this elderly patient,
sir,
died of pneumonia.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I my heart is sinking right now as you're telling me this. You're a doctor. Why in the world would they be sending you out information to fill out death certificates, whether the person's been diagnosed with COVID-19 or not, but then to say in the death certificate this person's death was caused by COVID-19? That does not sound right to me.
I went to the person in our office who does most of the death certificates over the last, you know, 10, 20 years, and I said, does this sound right? I had her look at the documents that I had printed off, and she said, well, we've always been told that you always put down just facts. You don't put down any probabilities. You don't put any presumptions down. It's just what you know. And so this is concerning, and it actually gets to your point, Chris. When we start talking about the data that goes into the modeling, we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we being forthright? Are we sharing with the public? Minnesota, North Dakota, we don't need to be having it sugar-coated. We want to know what's going into your modeling.
So with that being said, why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well,
why could they possibly want to do that?
Fear is a great way to control people, and I worry about that. I worry that sometimes we're so darn interested in just jazzing up the fear factor.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, I don't want to laugh at him. That was a rhetorical question. That was a leading question for him to fill that in. And that is exactly it. They're trying to gear up the fear factor so they can push through their agenda. They've lied. They've told people put down presumed COVID-19. Even if you haven't tested it, just presume it, which is exactly the opposite thing that they did at the very beginning of this. And I talked about that as well. I said, look at this. They're going to jack up, and they are jacking up, the fatality rates by comparing estimated fatality rates for regular flu to the small number of people that they'd actually tested with COVID-19 who died. And then once they do that and say, well, look at this, look at how this is going to definitely kill you, right? They jacked it up by a factor of 100 to make it look like the COVID, like COVID-19 was 10 times more likely to kill you than the flu was, even though they've told people in the past, and we've shown you the documents for that as well. Look, if you've got somebody and you're treating them for the flu or they've got respiratory illness, don't do the test and send it back to us. We don't have the time to do that. If you think that they've got flu-like symptoms, just call it the flu, and we'll use that as part of our statistics. That's why you get these massive numbers of people who die from the flu. And then that made their flu numbers look higher as well. So what they did was they estimated that. They compared the estimated to the actual in a dishonest way to inflate the fatality rate. And then I said the next step is going to be they're just going to presume that all these people are dying from this, and then they're going to start, after you've got it in your mind, that this is going to be instant death if you get this. That's why everybody's panicked. That's why everybody is hating anyone who's not wearing a mask, swearing at them, physically attacking them in some cases. DHS says, yeah, you know, you might want to protect yourself if you're a church because we've got these people geared up to come after you. Then the next thing they're going to do is start testing people. And even though we know that more than half of them have no symptoms, they've put that statistic out many times. We saw it specifically with the Diamond Princess. They're going to say, well, you know, now everybody's got this and it's spreading everywhere. So we've got to shut everybody down. 86% of New Yorkers who died with the Chinese flu had other illnesses, 86.2% of those. As a matter of fact, between those who are 80 to 89 years old, 836 had high blood pressure, 488 had diabetes, 227 had coronary artery disease, another 157 suffered from kidney disease, 148 had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and on and on. Same thing happens when you look at the people between 60 and 69. Same thing happens, by the way, when you go all the way down to the 20 to 29 age group. Remember when they cherry-picked that guy? I think he was even from Spain. The young guy in his 20s, and he was an athletic coach, and said, look, he died of COVID. And when you read through it, there's one little line toward the end of the article saying they were surprised to find out that he had leukemia. It showed up. Well, how advanced was that, right? That is a but no. The underlying cause is not leukemia and what it did to his immune system. The underlying cause, of course, is coronavirus. And they do this all the while they don't want you to take things that have been known to be around, not just hydroxychloroquine, but also things like vitamin C. They're now doing that in New York State. Their largest hospital is now treating people with vitamin C intravenously. You've got former CDC chief Tom Fridin and a public health specialist at the NIH, Dr. John Umha, talking about how important vitamin D is. It doesn't directly kill the virus like vitamin C, but it strengthens the immune system. And by the way, folks, we have vitamin D3. Our winter sun is now back in stock. It's been out of stock for a while. 50% off. It is very, very important to help your immune system to operate properly. The NIH talks about that all the time. InfoWarsStore.com.
What's amazing about the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights is that even though it's 240 years old,
It's more pertinent and more powerful today than it's ever been. We look at the huge AI takeover and total surveillance of our lives and the tyranny that comes with it, the oppression, and it's all linked to not having due process and not having a Fourth Amendment against being illegally surveilled. It's all predicated on having no privacy. If we simply embrace the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce that against big tech, they would never get away with this. But because we're not enforcing our Bill of Rights and Constitution based in common sense, the bottom has fallen out and the sky is just the beginning. It's certainly not the limit. That's why we're rediscovering what made America great and what the Renaissance is all about. True human empowerment. It begins at InfoWars.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
Since the invention and deployment of radar during World War II, scientists have noted increased cancers and other health problems with those who were close to the devices. That's where they're really high-powered. If you're a quarter mile from a cell tower, there's not any real high-powered radiation hitting you. But if you're a couple hundred feet away, they got fences around them with skull and crossbones on them for a reason. It says it can hurt you. So now with 5G that's even stronger, these systems are literally above the streets, just 20 or 30 feet from people's heads, from their genitals, from their bodies. People are burning them down and attacking them all over the world now. I'm saying don't do that. Use information warfare. Use the truth to expose it and sue local governments and others until they remove them. That's the way to deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. Take action in the information war. But I got to tell you, I can't blame the people that are doing it because they're under assault.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined this segment by Gerald Celente. And before we get to Gerald, we're establishing contact with him now. The Senate's plan to save small business is beyond idiotic. I mean, not only do we have situations where in this bailout bill, the most prolific piece of pork we have ever seen in our lives. But Reason Magazine asked, did the $50 billion coronavirus bailouts for commercial airlines, did that effectively nationalize America's airlines? Looks like it. As a matter of fact, they're still going to have requirements that they've got to operate money-losing flights in order to be able to get these government loans and grants. And we've already got stories about ghost flights with all empty seats, or even if they've got some passengers, they've got more flight attendants than they do passengers. But that's going to have to continue because government is so good at running businesses and centrally planning the economy. That's what we've now gotten out of this bipartisan act that President Trump was so angry at Thomas Massie that he didn't sign that. Here's another example. You've got the Senate plan to save small business. First of all, it was a fraud because they've already redefined small business to say, well, you know, small business is typically defined as people who have less than 500 employees. But if you're a big chain and you got less than 500 employees there at Walmart at a given store, you're good to go. We'll call you a small business. And then it gets even more absurd, and I'm sure that Gerald's going to want to jump in on this. The Senate loan amount is generated by taking your monthly business payroll by 2.5, okay? And then you've got to put at least 75% of that loan towards keeping your employees going. Have any of these people ever been in business? I don't think so, because your only expense is not your payroll. I mean, this is typical of the Marxist approach and the understanding of what's going on. You know, there's absolutely no value and no expenses other than what the workers do. You know, you've got all kinds of rent and other issues that are not even factored into this. And now it's just gotten worse because of what President Trump's Goldman Sachs banker, Steve Mnuchin, has done. So joining us now is Gerald Celente. And, of course, you can find his excellent publication, Trends Journal, at trendsresearch.com. You can see a sample of that there. And you can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Dave.
How about that? Do you think any of these people in the District of Communists, Washington District of Communists, you think they've ever run a business? They're going to base this bailout on payroll alone, and then you've got to spend most of it on payroll if you're going to get
I mean, you look. I heard some of your comments before I got on the air, and you see, you know, for example, to paraphrase, I believe what you said, why would we think the government could do anything right when all they ever do is produce things that destroy us?
Yeah.
So why would anybody look to them to do this? And then you mentioned, do they have the skills and knowledge to do this? No, they've been sucking off the public tit all their lives. These are people that never worked a day in their lives. And politicians don't care that they put us all out of work because they're going to get their money no matter what. They have all these wonderful benefits, and they don't have to worry about where the dough is going to come in because they steal it from us in the name of taxes. And when I say that they are totally unqualified, they are arrogant little lowlives that you couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. I say that from experience.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've seen it as well, Gerald. That's exactly right.
You know, yeah. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I used to run major political campaigns in Westchester County at a graduate school, which was the richest county in America. So I know it from, I guess you could call it from the bottom up, because that's all it is. It's the bottom. And that Americans are bending over and taking it from these low life pieces of garbage that have robbed us of our freedom and democracy, that have destroyed the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and excuse me, in the Bill of Rights, and believe them is beyond me. But again, yeah, it's no different than Heil Hitler, march to Mussolini, salute to Stalin, or how about this, David? Follow a low-life little boy piece of crap garbage with the brain probably smaller than a mothball, born on third base, thought he hit a home run, George W. Bush, who took us into the Afghan and Iraq war as everybody tied yellow ribbons around everything that couldn't move, waved American flags, and believed that low-life murderous SOB who should be tried for the crimes that he's committed. So if they believe somebody that low and that stupid, they'll believe a Cuomo, an Inslee, or another jerk around the country.
Oh, yeah. You know, you were talking about taxes. You know, I saw Arthur Laffer. He's now almost 80 years old, going back to the Reagan administration, the Laffer curve, talking about how, you know, if you keep increasing taxes, you're basically beating a dead horse. So there is an optimal point, you know, and I looked at that and was like, well, you know, from an economic standpoint, if your position is to try to optimize money to the government, okay, he's got a point. I'm trying to optimize freedom, however. But one of the things that he was saying was, look, the easiest thing they could have done is just declare a payroll tax holiday. But the government will never do that, Gerald, just like they will never when they say, well, you know, you just don't have enough money for education. You don't have enough money for health care and so forth. Let me provide that for you. It's like, well, let me provide it for myself and deduct that from my taxes first before I send you my money and you put me on an allowance for health care. You put me on an allowance for education. No, no, no. We'll never let you have independence and control over your money. We're always going to take all your money. And now they have done that on steroids. They've shut everybody down with this forced austerity and they're giving us, you know, a little government cheese check, that they say is in the mail, but, you know, it may take 20 weeks to get here for some people. And it's nothing other than universal basic income. I mean, haven't we just coronated President Bernie Sanders?
Well, again, you know, you were also talking about where's the big dough going to? And, you know, why that? Oh, how about the cruise industry? You know, they're going to Trump and they're going to the White House and they want free money as well. Why should we be bailing out the cruise industry? And you know what? Where their companies are located, they're offshore, so they don't have to pay any taxes.
I know. And they did that deliberately. And President Trump said, hey, flag them here and then we'll give you some money. And it's like, what's going on with this?
Yeah. And I care about the airline industry.
Yeah.
Oh, when the profits are going up, they don't give us a share of the profits. Hey, screw you guys. You're losing money. So why should we pay for it?
Gerald, if corporations are people, then are the cruise ship, is President Trump inviting illegal immigration by cruise ship corporations?
Yeah,
so you can put
them
on the dole just like the Democrats? I mean, that's what's going on here, right?
Well, it's the Democrats and the Repulsivekins, as I see
it.
And David, what's really important here, and that is that everyone is missing in the mainstream media, is really how dire this is going to be.
Yeah,
this is the breaking news from CNBC. Ray Dalio, we're headed into the Great Depression. Oh, no kidding, Dalio. This guy copies everything that I say about 3 weeks later.
Longer than that. You said that a long time ago, yeah.
Right. And you know, though, what I've been saying, you know, that the gold bull run, he comes out and says it. When Dalio says it, it's okay. Today I'm doing an interview before I'm on the air with you, and the host says, well, you know, Bill Gates said, I cut him off. I said, what the hell makes you think I care what Bill Gates says?
Well, you know, because Bill Gates is the new Caesar of the world. You know, we've crossed the Rubicon. He is now emperor of the world. He talked about somebody being born on first base. He's lucky, I guess, that he got born since his parents were so involved in Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Again, you can find him trendsresearch.com and on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas,
We brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
I don't need to remind you how 4 years ago I told you the polls against Trump were fake. He was winning by a giant margin, but election fraud almost stole the election from Trump and the American people. Well, now they're pushing the idea that, oh, cancel the Republican and Democrat conventions, maybe cancel the election a year like the Olympics. That's because they know Trump in every internal scientific poll is 20 points ahead of the brain damaged Biden. So they can say, sir, you look big like the Olympics. Go ahead and back it off a year, and then you'll still win in a year after you fix the crisis. No, they need more time to cook up an assassination, an economic collapse, a new virus. Trump needs to say, no, in America, we keep elections on time, have the elections, win by a landslide, and not give the globalists what they want. Hillary, Biden, they all want to suspend the election. We shouldn't give them what they want. We need to have a vote in America and re-elect Trump 2020.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, that's the music that brings to mind what America used to be. You could go anywhere, saddle up your horse, do anything that you wanted to do. You didn't have somebody breathing down your neck telling you you had to wear a mask. And I tell you what, the mask continues to come off of this PSYOP operation, the corruption, the socialism, the communism that is coming out of the Trump administration in Washington right now, bipartisan. And Trump is right on top of this. This bill that he was so anxious to get pushed through, we now see from Ross story. They put up a bombshell secret provision sets up mysterious $450 billion coronavirus bailout fund with no oversight. The Federal Reserve will not be required to announce its meetings or to keep records. Oh, what a surprise, Gerald. Of course, we're talking to Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. Is it a surprise that we don't get to audit the Fed? I mean, we've been talking about, can we audit the Fed? No. And of course, they're $450 billion. That's chump change. I mean, they've been dropping tens of trillions of dollars.
Yep. But no, it's a takeover. It's a complete takeover. And
yeah.
Again, you know, this is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the rest of us.
Yes.
That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah. And when I look at what's going on yesterday, my wife and I went to Walmart. And I was surprised at how few people there were there. And, of course, you know, they've got everybody wearing masks and you can only go in this door and you can only go out that door and so forth. And the shelves were largely empty in Walmart. I'm seeing stories about panic buying from farmers trying to get food for their cows. They have created such disruption to the supply chains in this country. It's just absolutely amazing to see what, of course, you know, we've always had a very short, just-in-time delivery system, but they have completely shut that down now, haven't they, Gerald?
Yes, they destroyed the economy like we've never seen before. The same morons and imbeciles that got us into this, just as I keep saying, that start wars with, quote, no exit strategies, started this COVID war with no exit strategy. There's no way out, and it's global.
Yeah,
we are going to see crime, corruption, bankruptcies like you can't believe. Real estate prices are going to plummet. We are in, have already started the greatest depression. This is going to be far worse than the Great Depression. And all of these so-called economists that, again, we were talking about the economic implications of this when it began in late January. No one was talking about this until about 2 weeks ago because it was so caught up in the hysteria. And now they're saying, well, it'll be a V-shape. Oh, it'll be a U-shape. How about a FVU shape, all right? Take it easy. And how big is your U going to be? You know, this is not going to come back. What's going to happen when they say, okay, you can go back to work? How about all the people that have all these bills piled up? Take a look at the, take a look at the numbers of people that can't pay their auto bills, the debt for autos. It was already growing before this happened.
That's right.
Look at now you go around the world. And again, the numbers add up to nothing. What are we talking about in the United States? About 13,000 people dead out of a population of 330 million? What is that, about 1/40th or 1% or something like that?
Well, somebody looked at the death rates and compared, you know, because they love to talk about total number of deaths and say, look at this, USA is number one in this, and that's really bad to be number one in that. And yet if you look at it by population, we've had about 200 people per million die, and that is down in the noise in terms of causes of death. I mean, sorry to break it to America, but you're all going to die. We're all going to die of something, and this is not even the highest risk of what you're going to die from.
No, exactly. And again, you know, the numbers are coming out. Here's one from France. Obesity is major COVID-19 risk factor, says French chief epidemiologist. This is out of Reuters. So we're not getting this from the World Socialist Organization. And when look at the people that are dying, you know, the strong survive.
You know, what's your risk of dying from COVID-19? Well, fat chance, right? you're more likely to die from obesity. We look at this, and it's the bubble that is at the center of this, you know, and everybody is looking at the authoritarian structure, essentially what is martial law without a declaration, because, as you know, and we've talked about this so many times, we go to all these foreign wars and we never declare them, and we never declare what victory is going to look like. Well, this is an undeclared martial law, although they have declared what the endpoint of this is. It's going to be when you get your vaccination and you get your little biometric identity card, your ID 2020 from Bill Gates. So we know what the end point for this war against the American people are, but it began with sanctions and now it's gone on to a full civil war. In terms of bouncing back, I don't agree with President Trump that the economy, as soon as he gives everybody permission to come out of their houses now, that everything is going to be fine. It is not going to be fine, is it?
No, it was going down before. Mm-hmm. Again, you look at the debt levels. We have a $250 trillion debt bubble, all these corporations buying up companies, all the mergers and acquisitions, borrowing with cheap money, and now they can't pay it back as the businesses close down. Look at the numbers. Oh, Starbucks, you know, last went down yesterday, so we had 46% or something like that. That's Starbucks sales going down. How about all the retailers, the small mom and pops? Where are their sales going? They're going nowhere. They're dead. How about all the hairstylists, people working all over that have no income coming in? How are they going to bounce back? They're not going to bounce back. They're going to be paying off debt.
That's the thing that makes me so angry about this, Gerald. I drive around just out of ordinariness with a top down, with no mask on, because I want to see what's going on. And I see all the small shops, like you're just talking about, every single one of them closed. And yet, you know, the Walmarts and the big box retailers, they're open because they're essential. But the people who have individual businesses, they are not essential, right? No, they want to shut that all the mom and pops gone.
And we have dictators dictating to us. No one's talking about the violations, I say. Again, very few. Dr. Judge Andrew Napolitano, one of them, speaking out against how this is totally against the Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
They don't have the authority to do this. And they're doing it as they want, and the people are abiding by it. Oh, you should see the hate mail I get for speaking out against this.
Yes, because you and I are the enemy, you know, because they are so afraid. I mean, you know, 75% of them are cowering in their homes. They're demanding that the president wear a mask and so forth. They have completely bought into the mainstream media propaganda, and they've completely been panicked, even to the extent that, you know, now DHS is saying, hey, if you go to church on Easter, be ready to be attacked, because, you know, a lot of people are out there justifiably angry with you.
Yeah. No, it's terrible what's happened. And again, as I keep saying, I'm a trend forecaster, and that's my business, to look ahead. History is repeating itself. Go back to the 1930s. You had a currency war. Then you had a trade war with a place called Japan. And then you had the Great Depression. Then you had World War II. We went through the currency war, the trade war. Now we're in the greatest depression. It will be followed by World War III. If we don't fight to stop it.
Yes. Yeah, they want this to happen. And they were aware, as I've talked about many times, you know, the fourth turning, the idea that, you know, about every 80 years we have something like the Great Depression, World War II. You know, the guys who came up with the term millennial, I don't know if you're familiar with the fourth turning, but they said, you know, probably they said in the early 90s, about 92, they said sometime about 2008, there'll be a big economic crash, and that's going to set and process the fourth turning, and it'll all be finished by 2030. And that looks like they're right on schedule for all this stuff.
Yeah, this thing is going down big. And again, they have no clue on how to deal with it. We are going to see violence, crime, homelessness, and destruction, businesses closing down, bankruptcies like you can't believe. Again, look at the big ones, the Neiman Marcuses, the Macy's, all of them loaded with debt already. Their businesses were going down even before this. How are they going to get out of it? They're not.
Yeah.
And we look at another term, they're furloughing people. How about fire? Can anybody say firing?
That's right. Yeah, they're going to give people a little bit of time to go further and further into debt. But it's really kind of like a balloon note. You know, when we look at what's going on with, you know, we'll give you a little bit of a grace period here on your mortgages or whatever, but you're going to have to pay back those 3 months that you missed down the road. And the same thing is true all the way down the list. I mean, they're just piling up a bigger balloon note at the end of this, just like the Federal Reserve has given us that economic bubble.
Well, again, you just said it. You have to pay your debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
At some point. So you have to pay your debt. How can people think the economy is going to recover when people have to repay all this debt? And you know the numbers. What is it, 40% of people don't have $400 in case of an emergency? 70% are living paycheck to paycheck? How is there going to be a recovery?
And now they don't have a paycheck. But sometime in the next few months, they're going to get $1,200 from the federal government, and it'll have President Trump's signature on there, and we should bow down and kiss his foot for that. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente at TrendsResearch.com. And, of course, you can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. That's our broadcast for today. Thank you, Gerald.